Jeff, having fun up in Gatlinburg. I see you did something pirate themed earlier this evening.
Yeah, well, I mean, because you know, when you think of pirates, I think of Dollywood. Yeah.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Off the Post?
I think I am.
Eat your heart out, Alexi. Look at this. In Off the Post.
All right, boys. First recorded video version of Off the Post. First game of the season. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking we've got faces made for radio, first of all.
Well done.
Well, we're all, I think we've got Tennessee very well covered because I'm not in Alabama this time. I'm over in Pigeon Forge. We're, you know, it's a great. We couldn't make it to North Texas, so we went to Appalachian Vegas.
Well done. All right. Well, let's just jump right in. Let's get first impressions. Alex, what was your first thoughts?
I think I was really impressed by Jorge Luna in the center of defense. I think he did a very good job keeping everything composed, had a lot of good blocked shots. I was impressed with Jackson Dietrich and the energy he brought off the bench. I think they did a fantastic job, especially in the first half, pressuring North Texas, forcing them into bad turnovers. And I don't like to say that I was right. Who am I kidding? I love to say that I was right. The goal happened earlier than I expected, but this was exactly the gritty, grind it out, our finishing touches weren't quite there type of game that I expected it to be.
So I would say it was a combination of our two predictions because it easily could have been a 3-1 score, right? They had their opportunities. We had some wide open opportunities that should have been put in the back of the net that weren't. And I think it's a safe statement to say we were missing some important pieces. I'm glad to escape with the 1-0 win because I didn't realize that we were going to be missing all the players we were going to be missing. I mean, to the point where what we expected to be our starting center mids, neither of them were playing center mid.
Yeah. Well, that's it kind of, when I saw the starting lineup, I was a little concerned by meaning I had a brown paper bag I was breathing into. And I think the one I was probably the most upset or really bewildered was Rafi, because I had no word that Rafi was going to be out, and he was the one I thought was really going to be driving it. So impressed with our midfield, though, and I think Ramos is a defensive midfielder I like, and I think that gave him a lot of chances. I do think we were pushing in the front, but the thing that was missing in the front was that connection. They weren't reading off each other. I mean, Ricky was pushing and trying to get stuff, and I think that's going to come with time, and it could have been those players that were working with or expecting for those plays were the ones not there. Having said that, I'm very pleased. Also, Jorge Luna was fantastic. Really pleased with the back line. I was also surprised that Tim Trilk didn't start. He was, I mean, I didn't give any thought of it was anyone but Tim, but Mora Mora, I'd like to see more and more. And I think Sebastian earned that clean sheet.
Well, and I would say you could kind of see he was aggressive, right? Especially in the first half. He was pushing the ball from the keeper position, which I think is a big, big part of what the coach wants at all times, looking for offense. So real quick, before we ramble too far, let's get into that offense. I'm going to play the clip of the for those of you that are not watching us on our YouTube stream, why not? Three amazing faces for radio. But you'll hear the announcer kind of give the information. But if you listen to the announcer, you're not getting much out of that.
Can you hear him give the information?
Yeah. So here it is. Let's take a listen.
Ricky Ruiz, is he going to give this another go? Oh, a nice shot! And a goal for Chattanooga! The buildup was absolutely excellent.
So My favorite part of that entire thing is at no point does the announcer think I should point out the fact that he just nutmegged the man to get the goal, which was it was just a nice buildup altogether.
Great buildup. Amazing layoff by Tonke Wangalindres. A great assist and a really good finish by Jimmy Villalobos. And I just want to put it on record, League One, Chattanooga, four syllables. Four syllables. Yes. Just saying.
Chattanooga. That's good to know. But I think that the announcer has just learned about Chattanooga. Either that or he was wearing a North Texas jersey pretty much the whole time. And was very vocal on who he thought actually should be getting fouled. And that got really annoying.
So, Wolfman, I actually think that's on purpose. Like, one of the things that I haven't figured out that they do on these broadcasts, and it's one of the things that just drives me crazy, is we get all the advertisements for Dallas, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, which group of fans is more likely to be watching this on ESPN Plus? Is it the Dallas fans, you know, since it's at home in North Texas area, or is it the Chattanooga fans? And if it's the Chattanooga fans, why are you not doing your Chattanooga ads now? And why are you not having the Chattanooga Homer set up? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, because it seems like they flip it and they do it on purpose.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. So when you watch the home match, there is a bit of bias towards, I've noticed that throughout, but I guess it's because it was my team. I noticed it a little bit more. It was annoying. Going back to the goal, though, one of the things we talked about that our expectations was our center forwards were going to be opening a hole and pushing in. And that's what we signed Tonke to do. Having said that, I saw some of that similar play with Blake. When Blake came in, I was real. And now there was no finishing, but I saw a lot of that same fearlessness to push open a hole. There just wasn't the other players around there to complete with that. So I'm liking that. I think that's what Coach wanted last year from the center forward, was to really create openings and create spaces. And I think that's something that we are going to see this year. We got to work on some more finishing there, but we were much more aggressive, and our Wolves are more hungry and bulkier this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. They Blake Frischknecht and Wangalindres are very similar players, of the big, strong, hold people off, and yet they both showed pretty decent foot skill on the ball and speed, making guys, you know, kind of get themselves crossed up. And so it's going to be a remarkable 1-2 punch of, you know, whichever one is going to start the match. The other one is going to be super sub coming off the bench, really testing that defense and keeping the center forwards occupied. And they're big and strong enough to keep both center forwards occupied, which opens things up for the wingers to come in and make those plays like we saw in this goal.
Yeah, I don't think we've had that kind of play where our center forward was really making the defenders go, please don't come here, please. And, you know, kind of like, you're going to hurt me, aren't you? And so, we might be drawing a few more fouls, but I do think it sets a tone that we're here to play, and we're not just speed. We've also got some muscle.
Yeah, so continuing on and trying to keep this short, because the point of it is to be short. One of the things I would like to do on these off the post is a quick look at the at the standings and where that puts us. So I'm going to pull the standings up here for us. Greenville did get the 2-1 victory today over North Carolina. I watched some of that game because it came on before ours. I felt like North Carolina held their own. So good win for Greenville there. Union got another win as well. But if you take a look at the schedule, you know, we're sitting fifth. We got 3 points. But what's crazy about it is we've got 3 points already, and the teams below us with 3 points have already played 2 games, 3 games, 4 games. It's like I mentioned before, it's really important we get these victories on the front end. And I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of red and green, not a lot of ties, right?
Yeah.
In fact, there's only the one that's happening right now. There actually hasn't been a tie yet this season. Only thing that's really happening right now is this 4-Tucson game, which is, you know, still very early in the game. So it'll be interesting to see with, you know, how often does that hold up? You know, eventually you start seeing teams tie. But sitting fifth, not a bad place to be. We start the season a little bit later than everybody else, and top six are making the playoffs. So how do you feel about where we're at in standings?
Well, I feel like fifth place has been our default for a lot of times. We end up being either fifth or very close. First game out, I feel pretty good, especially considering who wasn't available. And that right there should scare people. If we were playing with that much moxie out of the gate without some of our key players, then the USL League One, you're on notice.
Yeah, I mean, standings, and on either side of us are our next two games, and games that they've already lost games as they've played. So I think that puts us in a good position, like you've said, Jeff, missing some of those key players. As we start to get those guys back, we're only going to get stronger.
Yeah,
and I think if Rafa had started this game, we walk away with a 2-3 victory. He's just too good with the ball at his feet, and they were giving way too much space to our players to walk away with a 1-0 win. Almost feels like a loss because we had so many more opportunities. And I think if you had him in, that puts Ricky probably in the right position, which is back in that left back. When Navarro gets back, I think you're going to see a lot of more movement of these players and strengthening the areas that we might have thought were a bit of a weakness this time. I mean, in all honesty, our back line the second half looked weak at times. And I think as those players come back, hopefully we can take care of these two teams as we play them and move into a position where they're working to full strength, right, as we start to hit some of these higher hitters on the Greenvilles, the Omahas, and the Richmonds of the world.
Well, we have this was the first game I had some concern with. The next couple of matches, as far as for how we stack up against them, I'm feeling a little more confident, and we could be going into a two game winning streak when we play at our first match home under the lights.
Awesome. Well, anybody, you guys got anything else before we end our first video off the post?
I don't.
All right. I do want to mention, guys, catch us on Twitter at Soccer Chat, at Soccer Chat with 2 T's on Twitter. Also want to mention that the next Off the Post hopefully will actually be live, and we'd love to get your guys' comments in there. We hope to have that up and running by the next time. So without anything else to go, bye.
Bye.
We're terrible.